Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Matt Chapman's walk-off from Saturday against the Braves. And if you're just joining us, Matt Chapman is headed toward the injured list. He's got a jammed thumb. It happened Sunday, getting back to first base. And he'll be gone for at least 10 days retroactive to yesterday. And so the Giants head to Colorado without 20% of their home run output.
No, it's big. And we talked about it. It's just funny how sports and life work, right? The day after he has that dramatic home run, you know, diving back into first base late in that game, Stoney, and now he's dealing with this, and he'll be out. But we just talked about the margin of error, how the Giants have – just completed a homestand, 7 straight games decided by one run. And now you got one of your best hitters, if not your best hitter, out. So who's going to step up? And, Stoney, I just keep, during the break, I was thinking about, we were having some fun with it on air. But, man, Adames, this would be ideal for you just to, and like Evan said, not go Rod Carew, but get back on the horse and look something remotely close to yourself, because without Chapman in the lineup, Steiny, I mean, what are you really truly – who can you count on outside of Ramos? Because those are my two guys right now.
Well,
and
I mean,
Flores.
The one thing with Adames is now he's on the spot.
Right.
I mean, he's on the spot. You've gotten away with him.
And there you go.
Not playing well, particularly not hitting well. You're still 10 games over. But I kind of don't like it, obviously.
Yeah.
But,
him being out, but
I think it makes it harder for Adames because Chapman was the one guy in that lineup outside of Ramos who is a batter that protects around him a little bit. And now Adames has been hitting sixth. Chapman's been obviously hitting cleanup. So
he's been on fire.
How does this affect Adames? I think it makes it, tougher for him now the spotlight's on him in a way.
And I'll say this to that, Steiny. I was just having some fun with him celebrating and being a good teammate and not letting Adames, that is, not letting the doldrums get him down. But the bottom line is the spotlight's never off of him. And if I'm him, Steiny, I'm being real. I'm not a batting coach, but I would say, don't change anything. You know, act like Matt's in the lineup. I mean, my goodness, you're struggling so mightily. Just handle your business. Execute. Go up there and be the best version you could be. Because if you go in there doing what you just said, and it's simple, and I'm not saying you're wrong, I mean, this thing could snowball him on big time, you know? He's already, I got to believe, have a lot on the mental Rolodex.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how he views this or he doesn't view this, and I'm talking about Willy Adames. Matt Chapman is going to be out of the lineup for at least two series and into the third series.
Let's hope, yeah.
And, you know, what do they lose? Well, they lose somebody who's hitting 350 over the last 10 games, somebody who's responsible for 20% of their entire home run total. And I don't know how Willy Adames will be affected by this or not. And now, does that put a bigger spotlight on Adames with Giant fans? And you know, Buster Posey last week said it's time to go. I mean,
he did say
it's time for Willy Adames to go at this point, you would figure, right?
Yeah, and I'll say this to that, Stani. As well as Matt Chapman is being 12 homers, 30 RBIs, even with his excellence or him being one of the best hitters you could count on in this lineup, they still had the formula to where they couldn't kind of get away from you with the bats. So now you're telling me after this announcement, you're taking him away. What? And you got Dominic Smith, so I assume he'll be at first base, Donnie, or, you know, the rest of the way, or however much he plays first base, you're going to get Schmidt over at third base. That's who I believe will be third base tonight.
Yeah, so obviously Schmidt's a terrific fielder, but at the plate, he's no Matt Chapman. That's not very difficult to say, but my question to Giants fans is, how do you weather this storm? Or is it just something you got to get over? I mean, Evan brought it up yesterday. This team has not had a lot of injuries this year. This is clearly their biggest one of the season. My question to you would be, you think Chapman's their best player?
Honestly, I think Ramos is their best player.
Okay.
He's beating him in average, but he's got him in on-base percentage. But it takes more than one, right? So he's one of them. And you talk about the glove, the plays, the other one the other night where he steps on the bag and throws it across to get to double play. So I have no problem saying, you know, co-best player. But the bottom line is there is something fundamentally going on with this offense as a whole, Stani, to where they just – more often than not, they're not scoring a lot of runs, and now you take one of the biggest components or pieces out of this lineup. I'll say this to you all. I don't state the obvious. Thank God they're playing Colorado, right? I mean,
yeah, yes
this
and
is
no.
Who you would pick going in if you even let me say you're somewhat limping with this injury. But my goodness, that's the one positive is – you know, you're going in to play three games with the Rockies, the first three out the gate without Chappie.
Yeah, I mean, my question would be, is that the guy they need right now? Because it is such a hitter-friendly ballpark, and he's the guy who's been obviously your biggest deep threat. And how do you replace that? Well, you're not gonna. Mm. You're not gonna replace it. So they're down. So a team that's offense has been kind of anemic. They are now down to their, you know, they lose their best home run hitter. And we'll see how this. Now, the one thing I will say is.
Kind of stinks, Don. He just walked it off Saturday, but I know it's sports.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that every team's got to deal with. And the question becomes, how can the Giants stay afloat without Matt Chapman? I got to believe against the Colorado Rockies, they feel like they can still.
All right.
Do some damage when the Dodgers come up next in L.A. That might be a different story, but we'll see. We'll see how it works out.
And it's kind of funny. Again, I'm not comparing Chapman to Steph Curry, but if this news were Steph Curry was out of the you know, the Warrior lineup, Sonny, the ramifications are we saw it in the playoffs, so it's huge. Hopefully, you don't see that here. And I know baseball is a different game, but. I mean, 10 days, you know, stint on the IL, the thumb, you know, those things can be tricky.
Yeah, and the question now becomes, can the Giants continue their momentum, even though they're going to be missing Matt Chapman? And Dave Fleming was on with the morning show on earlier this week, which must have been yesterday, and he put it simply that he thought when Posey made his statements early last week that it had an effect.
But it was not a coincidence, I don't think, that the Giants won those two games this week after those moves were made. And the guys who got called up helped win the game, so that was part of it. But it was also, you know, whatever you want to call it, a wake-up call, a message, you know, even those two words you just said, let's go, like it's time to go. I think that was received around that Giants clubhouse. I do.
Well, I love that. If it has been received, then it's something that they'll be able to overcome, at least in the short term, yeah. Right?
Yeah. And again, but we can't ignore with him in the lineup, and he was handling his business. We just saw that again Saturday afternoon, Stoney. But the bottom line is, I am interested to see how you Martin Luther King this, how you overcome not having one of your best bats, if not the best bat in the lineup, of an offense that has not produced. And I love Flynn for that soundbite, Stoney, because these guys, and I know a lot of times, and I'm one of them, we think they're robots, but sometimes moves speak louder than words. And DFA and Lamont Wade Jr. and bringing up who you brought up, I think, Stoney, there was other verbiage in regard to those transactions, and that's why we've been seeing them play. And they're pros at the end of the day. I get that, but I think even the players knew that they had to take it up a notch. And we'll see if that repeats itself in Colorado, because I feel like who's going tonight? You said the guy with an 8.5 ERA for the Rockies. Yeah. Like, you couldn't draw it up any better without Chappie, who you'd face on paper.
What I'm interested to know, and I don't know that we will, is right this minute, what is Willy Adames thinking?
Well,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm going to say this. You tell me if I'm wrong. It should not change what you were thinking before Evan pressed that breaking news sounder. Now, for us and the Jackals and the Riders, we really need you. But as far as the approach, Steiny, I don't think he can add more pressure to himself.
Yeah, I'm wondering if...
Just go out and be who you are, man.
Well, I'm wondering if the not having Chapman in the lineup changes the dynamic of the way they pitch to Adames. Because when Adames last played, obviously he was batting sixth and Chapman was hitting fourth. Smith hit fifth on Saturday's game. But, I mean, with one less quality bat to have to pitch to if you're Colorado or L.A., does that make Adames, you know, somebody whose job just got tougher? You know what I mean? Because even though he's not having a great season, he still represents what could be the best hitter in your lineup, or at least top two or three after Ramos, now that Chapman's gone. So I don't know. Is there extra pressure on Willy Adames right now? I guess so, but it's hard to imagine him feeling as much pressure, or I'm sorry, feeling more pressure now than he has the last couple weeks, when certain observers are talking about how he seems to be pressing at this point.
Yeah, I'm
so
not.
Why would he press less at this point?
Well, I'll say this to that, and we just kind of talked about it before we found out Chapman was out. You know, him being the great teammate, him, you know, throwing the Gatorade, just being there and being positive. I told you, Steiny, you know, he hasn't lost that. And I don't want to be negative, but I'm keeping it real with you. I'll say this. Now that Chapman is out and he presses, Steiny, and still does not get the results, and let's just say they move out of Colorado and he's kind of not got back on the horse, I feel like, and I hope I'm wrong, that has all the ingredients to take that, to kill that joy. What do you say to that? You know what I mean? If we don't come out, if he doesn't come just from his standpoint out of this funk, out of these, after visiting Colorado, it's like, and no Chapman, then that noise in that spotlight is brighter and the noise is way louder. And I wonder if you succumb to that. And I know that's a stretch, but I mean, at some point, man, you got to get that good juju going.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And, you know, we can debate whether Chapman is the Giants' best hitter or whether it's Ramos, but clearly Chapman's their biggest power hitter. And you're going to be missing him going into Colorado.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking about Willy Adames. And I think, Goo, let's say hypothetically, Adames goes, you know, 2-for-11 in this three-game series. As long as they win 2 out of 3, I think, for lack of a better term, that the Heat's not going to come down on him. But, yes, I mean, if the Chapman injury coincides with, you know, a losing stretch and Adames isn't hitting, then I do think we got a little bit of a problem. Yeah. I'm not expecting Adames to be a different player over the next 10 games or so, but I am expecting Adames to slowly start to at least resemble a semblance of who he's been over the last 4 years or so.
Yeah, and we got to be fair here, and I'm not saying you're not, but at the end of the day, Steiny, this is more than just Adames, too. His report card wouldn't be pretty right now. We get that. But other guys got to step up. I'm talking about everybody. So even Fitzgeralds of the world, Jung-Hoo Lee and Ramos, they all got to do this collectively. Dominic Smith, like, even Casey Schmitz, he gets in there. Bailey, like, this is not just a one-man fix. You know, Adames, you need it the most, quietly, but behind closed doors, for them to, you know, withstand this injury, Steiny, it's got to be everybody. Let me read this to you from the 415. Chapman hasn't been the best hitter. Ramos and Lee have been more consistent. Time not only for Adames, but Schmidt, Fitzgerald as well. And that's what I mean by the rest of the game.
The problem is that Chapman was really coming around.
Yeah.
I mean, he was hitting .350 over the last 10 games.
No, that's hot. That's hot.
And this is a team that has had a lot of trouble scoring runs. And I get that, you know, they've ended the streak of only 32 runs over a 16-game period. But I don't think the bats have broken out. They still, 6 runs was the most they scored against the Braves. So I do think, obviously, it's not good because you got a team that's hitting challenged, and now you're not only losing one of your better players overall, but you are losing
that glove,
a player who, not even to mention that, you're losing a player who all indications were he had been coming around.
He was on a heater.
Was going to continue to hit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's not a lot of pop in that lineup, and when Chapman's not in it, there's even less.
And again, how many times do I need to say, who could come up with a better opponent for them to be on the road starting a series today with this news that just broke? Like, the Rockies are the recipe, you would think, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, yes.
I know it's Colorado and things can happen, but come on, Steiny.
This from the 925. Adames is not being paid to be a cheerleader. He's getting paid to be the starting shortstop. It's okay to point out and criticize him. It doesn't mean you hate the guy. No, he stunk.
He's like the lake in Oakland, Donnie. There's some merit to that.
I mean, he
stunk. You're right.
And now I think the fans will take a harder look at him because they have to. They have to. As for if this is the best time or the worst time to lose Chapman,
he was hot.
I would say the verdict's out on that because, yeah, I guess you could say they're playing the Colorado Rockies, who are the worst team in baseball, so they should be able to be fine, let's say. But then they play the Dodgers. You know, then they go play the Dodgers, and Chapman's not going to be there. And this is a team that can't afford to be losing quality bats, and that's at least what he has been, certainly over the last 10 games. But I think Chapman's had a solid season at the plate and in the field. Obviously, he's hitting better now than he did the first, let's say, 6 weeks of the season. But his numbers are about where they end up seemingly every year.
Yeah, and we keep talking offense, but Sonny, I'm kind of curious to see Kyle Harrison get the ball tonight against, you know, I keep saying it, the lowly Rockies, but it is Major League Baseball and they are pro hitters. But I'm kind of curious to see, you know, if he can do what the rest of the staff's kind of been doing. And that, not, I won't use phenomenal, but they've just been solid across the board.
To me, Harrison has been, let's see, Webb's been great, Ray's been great,
Birdsong's
been darn good. Verlander's been, did I say Robbie Ray?
Yeah.
He's been phenomenal. So, I mean, Harrison's the one guy who's been lagging a little bit, but, and now he's got a pitch in Colorado.
And the one thing about the Giants starters as a whole, I don't know if it's just me, Stoney, you'll see Webb give up maybe two or three runs early, and then you're like, oh boy, this might, and they always just calm down and get it to the bullpen with those two, three runs. Like, they never falter.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, little news regarding, well, more than probably a little, not catastrophic, but Matt Chapman, starting third baseman, has been put on the injured list. He was injured jamming his thumb, sliding back into first base, and he will not be playing for the next week and a half, essentially, as the Giants start a six-game road trip in Colorado, and then they head to L.A. And
biggest injury through 66 games easily, right? Verlander.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Not even close.
I don't think it's close. Yeah. I mean, the good news is it's a 10-day injury, yeah, essentially.
Hopefully.
I mean, it's a jammed thumb. You'd like to think he'll come back in a week and a half.
But you got to grip that bat too, Stan.
And he'll be.
When you come back.
Oh, okay. Well, you got a built-in excuse for him to struggle after he gets back.
No, I'm just talking about the pain threshold. Like, you know, you got to see and react to when you come back, if you haven't come back too soon, or you can still be.
You ever have a jammed thumb?
I have.
When were you able to grip a bat?
Well, I was playing hoop, so I didn't have to grip a bat. But I'm just.
What about shoot a ball?
Well, when you can shoot like me, you're all right.
I'm just wondering. Can't believe he said that. When he comes back, he'll be healthy.
All right.
How about that? More pressure on the Giants to win these games against the Rockies than the Dodgers. They cannot look bad in Colorado. That's from the 415 on the text line.
But what if I told you I felt that way anyway going into this series? I mean, it's early, but you want to handle business against the bottom feeders.
I don't think you can ever assume a sweep.
And the Rockies got one last time they were here. Remember, it was a four-game series. I believe. Yeah, they got one. They got the first one.
Yeah, I don't think you can ever assume a sweep. So you want to go in there and obviously win at least two of them.
You're game and a half back of the Dodgers. You won five in a row. So,
and we'll see if this forestalls their momentum, because I think we all agree that the Giants right now are playing their best baseball this season. Like you said, Goo, they've won five in a row. There's not that they're at home this week, but there's been a lot of excitement out at the yard. People think the pitching's going to be able to hold up, ideally. The relievers have been phenomenal. They looked like they were coming out of, you know, a 2.5 week slump, at least a little bit. And now they're going to have to do it without Matt Chapman.
Would you be uncomfortable if I said, let's make, and I'm just having some fun here, let's make a bet the Giants score over 5 runs. Would you be willing to make that bet now without Chapman in
over the how many games?
No, just, that's funny, tonight. That's pretty good.
No. No. You know, Colorado.
Yeah, Stoddy, but thank you. I can see an easy 8.
It's not quite the park it used to
no
be.
No doubt. The humidor balls, I think, are extinct.
I mean, we'll see. Yeah. But anyway, once again, Matt Chapman, third baseman for the Giants, going on the injured list. He's going to be he jammed his thumb on Sunday against the Atlanta Braves.
I thought he was going to be fine. But get real quick, Stoddy, on the world against it. The Rock, just think about if you were on this team. They're 12-53.
Okay.
What's going on?
They're not very good.
But that's worse than not very good. 12 wins to 53. My gosh, man.
What?
That is horrible.
Well, they're not off to a good start. They're having the team equivalent of Willie Adames his year.
Now I think you're going too far.
I'm telling you.
Stoddy, 12-53. What are they? They don't even deserve planes. Just bus to every place you're going.
Call them the Colorado Adameses.
Now you're going too far.
No, I don't think so. Who's got a bet?
12-53.
What's 12-53? What do you have that? What is that winning percentage?
185.
Yeah, it's about that's almost as good
that's
as
an F.
That's almost as good as Adames' batting average. The Colorado Rockies are 185 and Adames is 193.
Wow.
They'll be fine.
Yeah. Better not win tonight.
Who?
The Rockies.
You know, if the Rockies win tonight, it doesn't mean the season's over. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.